You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our Love Island USA coverage over here on the reality TV wrap-up speed. I am Kirsten McInnes, back again, and I am joined, as always, by the wonderful Brian Scally. Scally, how's it going?
Hello, hello. I'm good, you know, hanging out, still in quarantine, which a bunch of these people are about to be still in, but kind of out of, hanging out, interested to see how the show goes. But otherwise, you know, I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I am doing pretty well. I can't imagine how good it would feel, though, to have like a pod, you know,
right?
Like a pod of people that have been tested every day that you know are safe, that you can just like be around.
Ugh, that's what I was going to say. I mean, the thing is that like these people are going to be, it's going to, what is it? Like 11 attractive people are going to be like around each other. I would say for the first time, I'm not confident that all of these people have been quarantining properly, at least for the 2 weeks they probably have to get on the show. But yeah, I think that we are going to see people, you know, they have been like in hiding for multiple months, or at least should have been. And so now that they're going to be around people again for the first time, I think that that is going to add an interesting element to at least the first couple of weeks to the season.
Yes, I saw one of the interviews with Ariel was like, yeah, they haven't been around people and now they're going to be around people and they are ready to go. So I feel like this is this actually might be like triggering to watch because we're so much like keep 6 feet away from me at all times. And we're going to see people just skin to skin immediately. I think it's going to be really weird to watch Love Island this year.
Oh, yeah. I can watch things from like 1990 and I'm like, don't hug. What? So watching people get like, you know, very intimate on Love Island is going to be anxiety inducing, but also an escape, I guess.
Yeah. 2020 is the time when every single piece of content is a horror film because you're like, no, don't do that. It's not easy. So I feel like this is going to be the podcast where maybe we'll get a couple of new people. So I guess we should explain why we're here. So Love Island USA is coming back starting this Monday, the 24th of August. It's going to run, I think, for 3 weeks again, maybe three and a half. I'm not prepared. And that's something that our listeners should already be used to. And Love Island this year is going to be on 6 days a week. Did you know that?
Oh, I did not.
So it's on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, nothing on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday is like the weekly recap that the show does.
So it's really on 5 days a week.
Well, yeah, but like it's weird that Wednesdays are the day off, and I think it's just because of Tough as Nails.
No.
Because Tough as Nails is in the 9 o'clock slot, and no, so Love Island can't have it.
That's so upsetting. At the state of Love Island, that it is losing out to Tough as Nails.
Isn't
in the priority.
Hateful?
Tough as Nails feels like a Sunday show. But
Tough as Nails feels like a Friday at 11 p.m. No. show.
Hey, Tough as Nails, the great Phil Kogan is showing up and talking about it. I saw the episode when I thought that Big Brother started at 9 and it started at 8 and it really started at 9. So I saw part of that and it seemed fine.
I'll admit, yeah. I haven't seen any of it. I'm just joking based on the name of the show.
Well, just any, you know, new reality show, whereas like Love Island is like a proven concept in other countries.
but not in the USA.
Well, I mean, it is still, developing itself, coming into its own, which I have hope for this season. I think that it is going to be, you know, still finding its feet, especially basically any show is finding its feet, no matter how long that they've been on the air because of where the world is with COVID right now. But especially a show that is only going into its second season and is completely changing where they're filming, et cetera. I think that it is going to be a learning process and hopefully a successful one.
Yeah, I think this is going to be really good. I think that having everybody stuck at home is exactly what we need for season 2 of Love Island to get the ratings that it needs and deserves, because I think we were both a little surprised when it got renewed for season 2. I mean, I know I was. Can you speak to that at all?
So I would say I didn't think that the ratings were probably what they hoped they would have been, but Love Island, like we said, it's a proven concept in other countries. It's so massively popular, and CBS paid a good amount of money in order to make sure that it ended up in their hands and not in Netflix or other bidders' hands. So I don't think that they were going to go ahead and throw away the, you know, baby with the bathwater, or whatever the phrase is, because like they already put so much money into this. They really push streaming. Like they still were posting like Instagram stories all year. Like it's on CBS All Access. It's on CBS All Access. It's on CBS All Access. So I think that like while the ratings may not have been as strong, it's like we have this property and hopefully it does well on streaming. So they'll figure it out.
Yeah. And okay. But like, just imagine if Netflix had taken Love Island and they could have given it the too hot to handle approach. Like there would already be probably 3 seasons filmed. we would never have a shortage of content, like, and then it would just get canceled randomly. You know what? Maybe it's better this way.
Well, and that's the thing. I feel like even if Love Island loses its home on CBS, I feel like there are other places that would love to pick it up, even if they're only gaining, you know, a fraction or like, you know, the following that it has on CBS. Like that's great for another network or a streaming service. So I think that hopefully it does well on CBS and sticks around. I think that Love Island as a property in the United States is going to have a home somewhere.
Incredible. And then one of the other changes this year is I feel like last year Love Island was on in the 8 o'clock spot and Big Brother was on at 9. Does that sound right to you?
I believe that's the case. Yeah.
Yeah. So this year it's in the 9 o'clock spot every single day that it's on. So every day but Wednesdays. And so I think that maybe they'll be able to get away with it being just a little bit more risque. Like they tried to keep it a lot more wholesome last summer than we expected. And I think that will probably change this year.
Yeah, that would be nice, because it's always like on the UK version, it's like, okay, and if there are maybe little ears listening to the podcast, like pause for a second. But
no,
like,
stop. Like, if there are little ears listening to the podcast, no, listen to it later. This is not a podcast for children. It's not a show okay. for children.
Yeah, I don't know what children are doing watching Love Island, even if it's the US 8 o'clock version.
You know, you would have been watching it when you were like 7, sneaking and not even allowed.
I was sneaking shows way worse than Love Island, so let's not pretend. But where are they? I didn't have access to podcast at the time. So but what I would say is that, you know, where on the UK version, they're doing like sex position charades. On the US version, it's like guess that fruit. So like it's, you know, a little guess bit of a difference fruit. In the games they're playing.
Yes, that is definitely a big difference. I guess we should also let people know kind of how the format of this show works, because we're trying to tell you guys you need to watch Love Island and you should just listen to us and say, yeah, I'm going to watch Love Island and I'm going to listen to Kirsten and Scally. But some of you might need a little bit more convincing. So Love Island, basically, you get a group of singles. they are required to couple up in order to stay in the villa. There will be recoupling ceremonies where things get shuffled up. New people will be brought in. People will be eliminated based on, you know, the islanders' votes, public votes, all kinds of different ways people could be sent home. And then at the end, the couple that gets the most votes from the public, they win. And along the way, there are, you know, challenges such as my personal favorite, where they have to transfer food from one side to the other with their mouths. And by favorite, I mean least favorite, because it's traumatic for me and I don't like it. But it is a classic. They did it last year. I'm imagining they're going to do it this year, and it will be extra gross because of COVID.
Oh, no.
Like, to me, that's something that, like, COVID should have canceled transferring food just using your mouth. So I think that maybe definitely should be a thing. I think they're going to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of, like, the staples that is the most, like, it's weird to call it, like, family friendly, but, like, I guess it's not as, like, overtly sexual as many of the other things that they're doing.
I mean, it's no name that fruit, that's for sure. So, there's going to be a ton of different, you know, kinds of competitions that they will compete, you know, in their couples. And it's a short and fast run. Like, they say life comes at you fast, but I think Love Island does so faster.
That is true. I think I don't know the schedule. Do we know that it's abbreviated because of their filming location and everything? Because I think it was like more than 15 episodes last year. So I would expect to lock in for a little bit longer.
Yeah, I think it was 3.5 last year.
That probably makes like around sense. But like there's nothing else on, and like there's so many shows where like if you like that show, I think people would like Love Island. Like, hey, if you are like a Big Brother fan who watches for the showmances, guess what? There's no showmances on All Stars, so come on over. You get to like, you don't get to watch them on the live feeds, but you get to watch them 5 days a week. You get to like actually feel like you know like some of these people more than you would on like a lot of other shows. So that's where like I find it interesting, in that they cast like pretty they would say that the personalities this year look like a little bigger than last year, which was a mistake that we talked about, we thought they made, and you like get to know them over the course of like every day for a couple weeks rather than like, you know, an hour a week over like 2 months.
Yes. Okay. So last summer was 22 episodes, so I think it'll probably be around that too, so I guess that's more like four weeks. Guess what, guys? You get 4 weeks of us, wow. I guess. But we'll keep doing recaps as long as they keep releasing episodes. And what we had discussed is we will be coming in twice a week with recaps, because last year recapping 5 episodes at once was just entirely too much. I feel like we didn't get to have as much fun with it. It was a lot of this is what happened and less like, oh my God, like what?
Yeah.
And so I think that we'll, by going twice a week, we'll be able to bring that level of energy. I know that I think Love Island season 2 is going to be a big deal. And when I was talking to Rob about our season 2 coverage, he said, well, does it make sense to do one after every episode? And I said, absolutely not. So what you will find based on last year is the week is kind of split up into two halves. So I think Sunday to Tuesday will kind of be one half, and then Thursday to like Saturday or Friday will be like the other half. And after there's kind of a recoupling is when it makes sense to record a podcast. So I'm assuming we'll probably record like Tuesday nights and then whenever makes sense on the weekend for the other ones.
We'll figure it out. We're going to get it out as fast as possible. But I mean, I'm sure that Love Island will kind of be on a sliding schedule, so we'll adjust as we can through there. But I definitely agree. Like you were going through, like it would have taken 3 hours just to read my notes if all of last season every week. So definitely better to be able to like get through all of the like discussion points, like tell stories, make jokes, whatever else. Cause these people deserve to have jokes made about them sometimes.
Yeah. So this show is going to be a hot mess. There's going to be red flags. There's going to probably be wholesome content too. Like Love Island runs the gamut. It has something for everybody. And I feel like probably all of us are at a point where, you know what, we want to look at attractive people in bathing suits. And that's what we're going to see this summer.
There you go.
It's been a running theme, like on my stream and on podcasts, that it's like thirsty Kirsten summer. And so people can expect that from me.
You're leaning into it now.
I'm, you know what? Call it Kirsty Thursdays because I'm thirsty.
Oh, boy. Okay. So
that's now I've made everyone uncomfortable.
Another reason to listen to the podcast.
Oh, yeah. These podcasts are going to be Hot Mess Express, I think, but in the best way possible. And this year we are going to be, you know, dipping our toe into having some guests on the podcast because there are so many new and talented people in the RHAP family. And we are excited to welcome them into, you know, the Love Island or Hapup family. I feel like, okay, so if the Challenge or Hapup is like the drunk aunt, what are we?
Oh, I don't even want to think about that.
Like, because we're so much worse than that.
Yeah, no, there's no question. We're like, I don't know. The, like, I don't want to even theorize, to be honest.
Okay, well, that's, if anyone has any suggestions of what we are in the family of Rob Has a Podcast, please let us know on Twitter at Kirsten said what and at Brian _ Scally. Let us know.
But yeah, I'm excited. Just like Love Island, where it's like constantly bringing in new people, I'm excited to get like new voices, new ideas, like new opinions. And so, whereas like, I feel like we, at least on season one, kind of lined up on a lot of favorites, I'm excited to see if that becomes the general consensus or where people are really leaning throughout the season.
Well, we are the tastemakers of Love Island, so I feel like everyone will simply agree with us. But I guess we'll find out. No. The other thing that is very exciting about this season of Love Island is that they are bringing in Casa Amor for season two, which is the one thing we really wanted last year and didn't get. Do you want to give everyone a little breakdown of how Casa Amor works?
Oh, yes. So instead of like last season where every week it was just being like, you guys, we promise Casa Amor is so great, and like explaining it and talking about it and like how we wish it was here, it's finally here. What it is I would assume probably halfway through the season, like all of the men or the women will leave the villa like secretly. It's a big surprise, but whatever. Just believe it.
And they just believe leave, it.
Like, just go with it. It's fine. They play a little games with us, but just the rest of it's fun. So, like, you know, everyone of one gender will go to a separate villa where they will then have, so let's say like all like six guys go to the new villa, then there will be like six new women waiting for them. And then the six women that stay back at the villa, there will be six new guys that come in. So it's about like keeping already established couples apart for a few days and really like testing their like relationships like before they actually get out into the real world, because there are so many times where there's people that are like strong because like no one comes in and they're like spending all day with their relationship, and this actually forces them to hang out with new people. And it has created quite the stir on many seasons of UK, so I am very, very excited to have it here.
Yes. And so I did see it confirmed in an interview with the host, Ariel, that it is going to happen. There's going to be 10 people at the time. So it'll be five men, five women, and then five new men, five new women. So very close with your guess of 12, I suppose. And then the other thing is, at the end of Casa Amor, if you choose to couple up with the new person rather than your old couple, and they choose to couple with you again, that person goes home.
Is that confirmed for the U.S.?
If I swear to God, if they get Casa Amor wrong, I will be
because apoplectic. That's not the case anymore.
Is it really? I'm behind.
Yeah, it was for like one, maybe two seasons, but then they figured out, and while that was like exciting because it was like, wow, you are really like cutting bait, like it is done. But then I think they realized like, we could actually get all of the breakup drama on TV if we keep them here. So the broken up with party often does not last long after Casa Amor, but you get to see the fallout from that decision continue.
Okay, yeah, you've sold me.
Yep, it's there.
I'll accept either option. I deeply need to go back and finish up some Love Island UK because
you do.
I am behind on all of my shows.
You do. It's and if people want recommendations after US, feel free to hit up, because definitely have strong opinions on what are the best seasons there.
Oh my God. No, just start at season one and just watch all of it. Grow up. Don't be a baby. Watch season one. It's fine. I love season one.
You can go back to season one, but don't start there. You're probably not going to continue.
But I just feel like if you don't start there, then you're not going to want to go back, or you won't enjoy. Like, to me, like, it just built as a product.
If you are very committed, sure. But if you are not 100% sold, do not start there, because you will not finish.
I feel like that's crazy, but whatever.
You didn't finish, and you did start there. So
I mean, I'm going to finish watching it. There's just a lot of content out there. Got a full-time job. No, Big Brother's on. I moved. Like, life is hard enough. Okay.
That's super fair.
Just let me take my time.
And that's why, like, this show works very well, I find, on a binge. So if people want to, like, save all the episodes for, like, the weekend and binge all five or six right in a row, like, I think that's a really good strategy to watch this show. And luckily, with CBS All Access, that makes that very easy to do.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, so I think people are probably sufficiently convinced to watch Love Island. And if they're not, just listen, just go watch it. Listen to the podcast. If you find you can't get through the show because it's slow or whatever, just listen to the podcast. Like, that's a non-negotiable.
And okay. Even the first couple, like, when we spoke with Rob about the premiere, he was like, this wasn't like as, and it's like, it picks up. Don't worry. Like, there are definitely, once, like, the relationships have stakes, that's where it gets a lot better. Whereas in the beginning, like, it's a little slower, but
yeah, the first episode will be boring, but just stick with it because it builds the foundation for you to get to know everyone. And again, regardless of how boring it is, it's attractive people in bathing suits. Like, you're fine.
There you go.
I was
going to say, I am also, I know we're past selling people, but on, like, the product as a whole, I am very interested to see, because, like, we're both watching Big Brother and they are being tested, you know, weekly. Everything is like a closed bubble, when the whole concept of Love Island is, let's bring in new people multiple times a week. So I am hoping and assuming that all of those people are already quarantined and staying. Or are they bringing in new people? Because that's what I'm finding. Like, even Casa Amor, it's like, okay, come out of this bubble, go into a different bubble. So I am, you know, fingers crossed everything is going smoothly, but interested to see if they can really handle this.
Yeah, so they have taken over, like, a resort in Las Vegas to film this summer. And so I'm under the impression that they have probably already taken everybody they plan to take for the show.
Good.
And I would just guess that the people who aren't in the first group are, like, allowed to keep their cell phone and watch TV until they can go in. Because typically speaking, people would be brought into the villa who had been watching the show and already know some of the dynamics and have seen, you know, confessionals and can bring in that new information and that messy drama. And I don't think they would be willing to give that up. But I also don't think that they would be willing to take any risks when it comes to the current pandemic.
No, definitely. That's the last thing they want, is for the show to be shut down. Like, there's absolutely no way. So, like, I trust that they are going to, like, be doing well, but I also, and I do think that people are sequestered, because they even said, like, oh, if, like, they, because, and they're going to be able to watch the show, because they're like, if they're watching and there's no one they're interested in the villa, then, like, we're not going to bring them in. We're going to wait until, like, someone that they are interested.
Oh my God. Like,
can you imagine
how many
being
people
sequestered?
Do you think they have?
Know.
Like, is there, like, 40 hotties sequestered in Vegas right now?
Well, I can't imagine that many people are like, you know what? I'm going to continue to live in this hotel room and I'm not interested in anyone. I'd be like, please, I don't care. Anyone, pick, like, get me out of this room. No, please put me on TV.
My unpopular opinion is that sequester is the absolute best. And if you're in sequester and can watch live TV, I could live there my entire life. People take care of you. You don't have to make any decisions. They bring you your food. You get to watch whatever. Like, it's sequester is the effing best, and these people are going to get an even easier sequester. Like, I would die for, like, a good 20 to 30 days in sequester right now. I feel like it would be really refreshing. Just
you
for
are
me
overlooking
as a person.
you're overlooking the very important factor of TV time. Nobody wants to come in later because you are less known. You get less Instagram followers, all of the, you know, benefits that come with. Not that US is a major, you know, like jumping off point for careers or anything, but people want to be on TV. They want to be out of their hotel rooms. So I think they're going to, no one's going to say no.
That, you know what? That's a fair point that I had not thought about. I think that maybe the specific people being cast for Love Island want the TV time more than the sequester time, which true. Like, obviously I'm not saying no to TV time. If anyone wants to put me on their show, like, I'm there, but maybe not Love Island. The other thing too is Love Island was originally supposed to accept Canadians this year, and obviously I don't think that would be happening.
Wow. Well, we had what, one last year?
Well, it was like a guy who lived in Toronto, but I don't think he was actually from Toronto.
All right. Well, I'm hoping for season three you get your shot.
Not for me. Please, this is not, if there's anything that, you know, our faithful listeners know, it's that I am less than useless in any sort of romantic setting. I would crash and burn so hard on any sort of romance based show. Like, even if I did get to play Big Brother, and I've kind of come to terms that, like, obviously, I know that that's not happening, but if it did, I probably would need a showmance because I'd be really bad at the competitions. I don't think I could even get into a showmance. Like, I'm so, like, what's the opposite of capable?
All right, sure. Like, you can hear me rolling my eyes.
Yeah, but it's sure. It's true. It's literally so embarrassing, and it would just be horrible. So anyways, now that I'm done feeling sorry for myself, which again, I don't feel sorry for myself. Okay. My pattern astrology app keeps telling me I'm not supposed to be in a relationship because I love myself enough.
Well, there you go. Well, then, hey, you'd be back here by week two to podcast about the show. So win-win.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh my God. Anyway, so Love Island USA is going to be hosted by Arielle Vandenberg again, which I am very in favor of. I thought she did a great job last year. She is beautiful. She brings all of the vibes we need. And I think that she'll do a great job for season two.
Yeah, I think she's great. I think we could maybe get her like in there a little more. I am assuming that she's sequestering like everyone else.
I think that she, some degree. I think that she is. And if she wasn't, I do think that unlike Julie Chen Moonves, she would wear a mask. So
yes, I do agree with that. I feel like in season one only of Love Island UK, like they did a thing where the host would never really enter the villa and would often like come to you from like a TV screen, like live feed. But I think that my guess is that she is at least mostly sequestered and like good to be there. I enjoy her a lot. Let's get her on TV more. I definitely am all for Arielle being back.
Yes. And again, they will have the snarky voiceover guy, Matt Hoffman, not that Matt Hoffman, will be giving us all of the little insults for the Islanders. And I thought that he, you know, hit his stride last season.
Yeah,
so I agree. I feel good about this.
We gave him a little bit of a tough time at the beginning, but I feel like Matthew Hoffman, you know, really figured out his lane towards the end of the season. And I am fully ready to listen to him again on another.
Yeah, Matt Hoffman listened to our podcast, took in our constructive criticism, really internalized it, and gave a better product. So I think that that'll be really good. And that's one of the great things about Love Island is it does not take itself seriously.
That is true. Well, let me first say you're welcome, everyone, for improving Matt Hoffman. But, otherwise, but otherwise,
we deserve a check. CBS, where's our money?
But yeah, no, Love Island definitely knows what type of show it is and has fun with that.
Incredible. Okay, so now they have announced the first 11 islanders that will be coming in, and Scally is a prepared adult who has gone through and has thoughts on these people. I mean,
dare you call me an adult?
Okay, sorry. Scally is a prepared zygote who has, you know, thoughts on these people, and I have just had some personal stuff come up that I haven't had the chance to really dive into these bios. So you are going to get the unfiltered first impressions of these people from myself, and I'm assuming Scally wrote down his first impressions or whatever, like prepared people do. And how many pages are your notes?
Oh, they're not like crazy at all, but basically like 17. These bios are not super long, so my notes are even shorter. So, but you know, I have a couple things like, okay, here's my like first impression from the bio, but I don't think that there's like much to work with. We're gonna get to know these people on the show, but wanted to give it like at least like first snapshot opinions, guesses, stuff that's going to how we're gonna feel about them and see how wrong we are.
Okay, perfect. So let's start. We're gonna go in order of how CBS lists them, so that means that we are starting with Mackenzie Dipman, and she is in a
Caitlin's first for me, but what? I guess that's
different. Did I just close the Caitlin tab? I did. I just closed the Caitlin tab because I was like, I don't care about her. So never mind. We're starting with Caitlin Anderson. And this is a Caitlin with two N's, which immediately makes me nervous. I don't like that. She's a 27-year-old promotions person from Lapeer, Michigan, and she is a Gemini.
Yeah, they threw these zodiac signs on here for you, so you'll be able
specifically
to
for me.
Exactly, they listen, but you'll be able to tell us exactly who's compatible, who's not.
Oh God, we need Jenny Autumn for that. I just fake it.
You tell me that we're having Jenny Autumn in the pod, I'm very happy. So
I don't know if she's gonna if she watches it. We'll get her on, but I don't think she's going to watch it. She doesn't watch a ton of TV.
Either way, then maybe we need a second preview pod from now on that is just reading the zodiac signs if they're going to give it to us. But
incredible.
First impression of Caitlin, she says that she had a 6-year, she's been 6 years since her last relationship. So being that it's 6 years since the last relationship, probably 6 years since she's been really dating, 6 months since she's been really dating. I think Caitlin is going to come in here ready and, you know, willing to take the first step. I like that a lot of the women on this cast are older than the men. I am a fan of them not going for all like 21s, 22 year olds. So Caitlin is fine for me. She's not my favorite, but I am at least interested to see her here.
So Caitlin is wearing like a red bikini with like gold on the straps. She's got her head turned to the side and her mouth open in maybe like a woo or a scream of some kind. And I feel like she is just ready to go. Her eyes say, I've been in quarantine and I am ready. She says that her friends and family would describe her as weird, funny, and outgoing. And I feel like everyone thinks they're weird. Like, it's just enough of calling yourself weird. Unless you're a real weirdo like me. No, just kidding. I'm kidding. And then she grew up in Michigan, and her the defining moment in her life was when she moved to Las Vegas 5 years ago with no money or plan. She loves murder so mysteries.
I was like, hey, the jumping to move to Las Vegas, no money, no plan. She is going to be ready to move for a relationship. She is going to be all in on this. That's what I'm getting from Caitlin from this bio. I think that, you know, some people are a little slow to start. I think Caitlin will be ready to, you know, really give this a chance.
My favorite thing about these bios is they ask them, if you could write your own dating profile, what would it be? Now, I want to know who's writing people's dating profiles.
And if they do, that is a service I feel like they should be advertising better, because I feel like more people would use that. But for hers with the I enjoy bad food. Who enjoys bad food?
I mean, I feel like bad food is what, like, how I would describe my taste in food, which is it's like I exclusively like French fries and like things that are going to kill me.
That's junk food. That's not bad food. Like, I don't want to eat something and be like, that was terrible. So happy.
No, but that's not how she's thinking of it being like, oh, I was so bad. That was so bad. We shouldn't have eaten that, because you know that the people on this show probably don't have healthy relationships with food.
Oh, no. I'm not going to speculate on that as much.
I don't think anybody has a healthy relationship with food, to be fair.
That is more fair.
But I was just trying to take a stand and make a comment. Maybe I got canceled. I don't know.
I was going to say, Caitlin is one of the more basic bios for me. I feel like I gain absolutely nothing from hearing that you like food, dogs, Pilates, cookings, and adventure.
And festivals.
So does everyone. Like, what is, there's nothing there. I don't have anything from Caitlin. Like, tell me that you were into the murder mysteries and that you moved to Vegas. Like, tell me something interesting of substance. Got nothing from the bio, but luckily that is not the only sentence on this page for Caitlin.
Anyways, she's simply ready to go. I can just tell. So then now we go to Mackenzie Dittman, because that's how the actual order works.
There we go.
So she's a 24-year-old student from Scottsdale, Arizona. She is a Leo. She says her dating history reads like a bad rom-com, but she's not given up on finding love, which sounds like a bad rom-com.
Yeah. See, the first, like, they all have like bullet points, and Mackenzie's first one being like she rescued an elderly dog from a local foster home and they saved each other's lives. I was like, awesome. Like, she's going to be like, maybe,
stop.
Like,
no, you thought it was awesome. Like, she's when he's like, but I rescued him, but really he rescued me.
Okay,
like,
but
enough.
I was like, this is not someone who was like, I have to have like a designer puppy. Like, I'll take, like, you know, she rescued an elderly dog. Like, she is going to like really get to know people. And then the next line is, guys, you better have some money in your pockets because her exes are all millionaires. And I was like, maybe I read that wrong. So I feel like there are some dualities to her personality maybe going on. But yeah, that's Mackenzie.
I'm excited to see how this goes, because I am certain that the people getting cast on Love Island USA are not millionaires.
Oh.
And so that could be a problem for her. In her picture, you know, she's got an orange bikini on. She's blonde. She has like one hand up kind of awkwardly by her face, which is very relatable. But I feel like based on this profile, it's like manufactured relatability, and I really worry about her when we actually get on the show.
See, I think based on her dating profile, she's gonna be your girl. Like, this has unpopular opinions. Like, that is your jam, as we have learned.
I did not come on this podcast to be attacked, but I will say, I like, you know, if she could write her own dating profile, it would be unpopular opinions. Whipped cream is not sexy or tasty. Disco is the best genre. 3 cups of coffee a day is good for you. Tom Brady is not the GOAT. And I'll admit, I don't like whipped cream either. So I agree with that.
That's wrong.
It's unpopular. Just let me stand in my truth. If I don't eat whipped cream, there's more in the world for you to consume. So you should just be happy about that.
Is whipped cream a soup or a sandwich?
It's a clear soup. Enough. Okay. That's a ridiculous question to ask. It's obviously a soup.
I'm just checking. But yes. I mean, otherwise, disco is making a comeback, so I feel like she's good there. 3, I don't drink coffee, so can't relate on that one. Ultimately, I feel like Mackenzie is going to be... Mackenzie gives me the vibes of on the first day when you have to step forward. If it will be the women stepping forward, I feel like Mackenzie is either not stepping forward for anyone or for like one guy particular.
I could see that. Side note about coffee. I don't often drink coffee myself, but I am dependent on caffeine. This morning I woke up and I thought, I'll take 2 caffeine pills this morning. Oh. That'll put a pep in my step. And let me tell you, for the morning, incredible, effective, getting things done, really good. But the afternoon has been a challenge. So I don't recommend that to anyone.
That is rough.
Yeah,
that is not good.
My own poor choices. Like, I can't blame anyone else.
Yeah, it happens. Can't say it's happened to me on that one, but it happens.
Yeah, you're not allowed to get into caffeine because it will destroy your life.
Yeah, no, I'm not. No.
Yeah, just stay away from that. Stick to you know, other vices. I don't know. Okay. I didn't know what I really meant, and then it was coming out, and then the words aren't working.
Me and my vices.
I don't know. Like, your vice is like Big Brother, so stick to that, I guess.
Yes, you can't relate at all.
So I can't relate. I personally hate Big Brother and would never watch that. So our next person is Trey Forte. Is that his real name?
It's a good name.
Trey Forte. That is a stage name, if I have ever seen one.
I don't know. This guy, he may have a stage. I don't know. Trey Forte is great.
Trey Forte is a fake name. I'm sorry.
I don't know. But I'm kind of into it.
I mean, I'm obviously looking at this picture. Trey is very handsome. Has some unfortunate tattoos, which is very common on Love Island. He has a very unfortunate chain going on. But from the neck up, it's working for me. And I'm assuming he's going to have good abs, too. When I look at a full picture, he's a 25-year-old personal trainer from Boca Raton. And he's representing Sagittarius, which is my sign. So I'm automatically inclined to like him.
We got one for you. I think it's an Ohio State tattoo. Don't answer me.
There's like a lip print. There's like a lip mark tattoo.
Yeah.
It says in God I trust and a cross.
I want to know whose lips. whose lips did he choose to put there?
You know what? I don't want to know whose lips, because the tattoo that says in God I trust says enough for me, and I'm done. I'm over it. But he's very handsome, though. He's a confident ladies man, ready to impress him with his cooking skills.
Yeah, ladies man. I don't know. It's interesting. The one that stood out to me the most here is his dating profile. I feel like it's doing too much. It's trying too hard. It is
magical pleasures. What?
Yeah, it is.
So his dating profile this needs to be verbatim. It's a verbatim. Well, anyways, words are hard. It says, if you like fun times, comical memories, magical pleasures, a guy that will make sure his woman is happy, a man that will protect his woman and family, then I am him. I hate him.
I don't like the bio. I'm not prepared to say I hate him, but I definitely don't like the chosen bio. Maybe he should be hiring the service where someone will write it for you, because I don't know that the bio is really.
Thank God that he can't write his own dating profile, because if he could, it would be bad.
I'm hoping that people just look at the pictures and swipe right before they even read. So at least he's a good smile. He's got that going for him. But maybe don't scroll down to the bio.
Yeah, he's very handsome, and I will be appreciating that for as long as he's there. But I see some red flags, okay? Speaking of red flags, we can move on to James McCool, a 27-year-old personal trainer from Winchester, Virginia, another Gemini. Now, here's the biggest red flag of all. This man is incredibly handsome.
See, I was going to ask who you were the most attracted to.
Most attracted to yet, because I haven't seen all of them yet. But this guy, he is very handsome. This is a problem. He also has some very unfortunate tattoos that we can see. And we can only see from like collarbone up. Like, we don't see that much. He's got the jellyfish tattoo is like, it's good work, but I just don't know why in that place, in that way, like, it's weird. Then he's like, is that a Sanskrit tattoo? I can't tell. I need to zoom in.
There's a lot going on, like, on James. First of all, McCool was also a name, or no? Like, are we going with they all got to pick them?
So I actually met someone with the last name McCool.
Yeah.
Oh, can you hear me now?
No, you're good. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I actually met someone with the last name McCool recently, so I do know that that's a real name, but it could be his stage name.
Well, I don't know that it was. Yeah, it might not be his given name. So, certainly not.
He also has a lion tattoo, it looks like, which is another red flag.
Yeah, and I know, I believe it was it Eric last season, the guy that was the fake Canadian?
Fake Canadian.
He, I believe, had had a alien tattoo that you were very much a fan of, and I believe James has one of those on his arm. So
No.
Red flags. For me, he gave me Weston vibes for some reason.
Here's the thing. I don't remember anyone from season one of Love Island except for Caro and Ray.
No.
Okay, they're all that matter to me.
Well, that's fair.
Oh, right, no, and then Zach and Elizabeth won, so they were so funny.
I would understand forgetting them.
They loved pranks. I'll never forget how funny they are and how much they love pranks. And how they definitely knew what I was talking about when I asked them that in their exit interview.
Well, I guess now's a good time to say, because I think we meant to talk about it. Everyone from season one did break up.
Those are all over.
Ray, so not a great success rate so far for Love Island. Caro and Ray, they did make it to the point where they were going to be on The Amazing Race that got canceled because of COVID. I'm assuming that maybe they'll be exes on the next season. I don't know. But I was very excited to see them there. Sad that we may not get to see them in the future. But yeah, James, first impression, I'm hoping we don't see him on The Amazing Race. He kind of bored me from this profile.
If he could write his own dating profile, it would be, I love to laugh, have fun, and enjoy the moment in life. The moment. Looking for someone who can do that with me. Food and shows are a must. Trying new things and being open and nice. Let's get to know each other. There are so many problems.
Yeah. Again, I know nothing. I learned nothing about you. There's nothing there. Nothing's interesting. Pretty much like the whole bio is kind of boring for me. He says he's a goofy dork. I can tell you right now, this man's not a goofy dork. That's not true.
Oh, but he's probably so weird. Military. Oh, that's also a red flag.
This is not my guy. On first impression. So I will, maybe James can win me over on the show. There have been many times where I have misjudged people, but so far, not standing James.
Yeah, like, remember Jordan Parhar's bio for BB Can 3? I hated him from the bio, and now he's a dear friend who I love very much.
People do fool us. So whether it's intentionally or not, James, let's hope that he's fooling us right now.
Yeah, but he's fun. He's attractive and therefore is bad. So next we have Johnny Middlebrooks, which I'll say right now, for the most part, I have a problem when an adult man uses the E version of their name.
Yes. I think you're wrong.
Like, there's only I feel like the only person that I don't look down on for that is our friend Maddie, and that's because he's just so lovable. How could you have anything hold anything against him?
Maddie fits him. Johnny fits Johnny. Like, he's good. He's only 22, first of all.
Oh, he's a still baby. Figuring it out.
So yeah, little baby Gemini. Johnny, it fits. Like, do you want him to go with Jonathan Solid? But I don't think he's a John, so I feel fine about the E versions of most people's names.
I don't know, maybe I need to open my mind a little bit, but Johnny is a 22-year-old student, also from Virginia, and again a Gemini. He also very cute. He does look like a baby to me. He has a couple chains, which is not my taste personally. He looks like a little sweetheart. He feels like he has an undeserved reputation as a player.
Red flag, red flag, red flag.
I don't deserve this at all. That's hilarious.
I feel like, newsflash, you always deserve it.
His relationship role models are Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. He had to have seen what went on at the Red Table Talk like a month ago, right? That is not the relationship role model.
If you're saying you're not, like, you know, going for multiple partners, allegedly, maybe not the best reference at the time. So I think that a couple red flags for Johnny. I think that his dating profile says, "Dating for me has felt like paying rent for a one room apartment with bad furniture and no electricity, parentheses, temporary. I want to be paying mortgage on a mansion with a long driveway, a pool in the backyard, and cars in the garage, parentheses, permanent." Like, thanks, bud. Hey, I understand what you mean.
Wait, in his idea of permanent, he's not even done paying off the mortgage.
No.
The bank still owns it, but
he's investing, though. That's what he means. He's throwing away money in rent or investing into a mortgage. But, like, Johnny, we get it. You're 22. Maybe you don't think we're the smartest, but we got it. Don't worry about it. You don't need to explain the metaphor to us.
I feel like it would have been better if he had been like, you know, historically, I've dated on a temporary basis and I want something permanent. I would like that better than this. Like, why is there no electricity in his apartment?
Yeah, it's not great.
Like, we've all lived in one bedroom apartments with bad furniture, but I have like, you gotta pay your electricity bill.
Yeah, I mean, he's still a student, so I am willing to say Johnny's going to figure it out. I know lots of people are very different from how they were when they were a student, you know, but for Johnny, we're seeing him on the show when he's still a student. So we'll see how that goes. Ultimately, fine with Johnny. Not my favorite bio, but open to getting to know you there, bud.
He's just a little baby. I don't know how I feel about people that young being on Love Island. Like, I know you mentioned, like, it's nice that, like, the women on as a whole are a little bit older, because it does look like they're more in that 27 range. But I feel like the men should be in, like, the same range. Like, what are any of these women going to want to do with a 22-year-old?
Yeah, maybe they want it to mix up, and they're hoping that one or the other, like, a lot of them get dumped throughout the season because they're not going to be compatible, because you don't want, like, I feel like last season we kind of ended up with, like, a lot of the same people pretty far in, and maybe that was a result of not a lot of new people coming in also. But I like it when, like, there are mix-ups. Not everyone necessarily, like, you get, like, one or two couples that stick through from the beginning, but let's mix it up. Let's you know, test these relationships, really get people with who they're compatible and not just with who's there on the first day and available.
Get them swinging. I agree.
Hey, Johnny is all ready to be swinging. So.
He has an undeserved reputation. How dare you? So next up we have Justine, who is 27. She's a billing coordinator and a go-go dancer. She lives in Rockaway, New Jersey. She's a Pisces. This woman is stunning. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, she is in, like, a white bikini. Looks like she has, you know, long dark hair. She knows how to pose. She knows how to work the camera. There's no awkward hands. I am immediately in love with this woman.
Yeah, I like her. And I think that she is going to be interesting. I mean, it says she was born in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. She's a survivor of the Rwandan genocide. She immigrated to the U.S. with her family in 2001. I don't know.
How much do American schools teach you about the Rwandan genocide?
I cannot speak for everyone's schools, but I know that we specifically had, like, a topic on it, and we watched Hotel Rwanda, which may have not been the most effective way of learning, but it did it made us everyone pay attention. So I would say that it definitely was a topic, but did they do the best job? I don't know.
Well, okay. I feel like actually starting the unit on the Rwandan genocide with watching Hotel Rwanda is super effective, because it makes you, like, care and feel invested rather than, you know, learning history and thinking, oh, it's so far away, it's not real. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
Because it's the thing too, where even when you learn about it and you kind of have an understanding of how it happened and all of that, you're like, oh, that was so long ago. Like, that happened while we were alive. That was in, I think, 1994. Yep. Like, that's messed up.
Yeah. So I am.
So
she's
been through some absolute shit. So.
Yeah, exactly. I am very. She was, it looks like, around 19 at the time when she immigrated to the U.S. So I am interested. Yeah, I have very.
She immigrated to the U.S. in 2001.
Why am
She's 27.
Dumb?
There's no way.
I'm so dumb. That's literally, I was like, let me just double check. And why am I so dumb?
It was 19 years ago.
I forgot a step. Yeah. I know. I was like,
and so she's 27.
She
which
was
is,
eight.
Is my
she
age.
Eight.
So yeah, she was eight.
I was literally like, I was like, I could do this math so easily, but I really don't want to look dumb on a podcast. So let me do the calculator. And then I forgot to do an extra step on the calculator. So I did look even dumber than I would have if I had gotten 1 year.
If she was 19 years ago. 38 on Love Island.
Wow, I would be so happy.
That would be so funny. Just like, oh yeah, the men are 22 and there's this one 38-year-old grown-ass woman.
Hey, we have the lead with Claire on The Bachelorette, so it can happen.
Well,
38-year-olds deserve love.
Have you not heard the tea about what's going on with The Bachelorette?
So I know as much as our listeners need to find out from our podcast.
Okay, I'm just saying it's not the best comparison for success.
So but what I meant, again, I really tried. I was like, I can avoid this situation where I get it off by a year. And no, I walked right into a much worse situation.
This is my favorite thing that's ever happened on a podcast.
No.
This is better than Rob blanketing when Kaylin got evicted. This is everything to me.
No.
Anyways, so we got to move past it because I feel bad. So Justine is incredible. She likes tall men. I guess because she wants guys to be taller than her, even in heels, which is like, okay. Her relationship role models are John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. So we love that. And her dating profile is incredible. Skelly, can you read the dating profile? I think it'll be better coming from you.
Oh, I think it will be just plain fine. It says, I'm a hot 27-year-old who also got the brains. I take pride in my appearance, so working out is important to me and would love someone I can work out with. My ideal date would be staying in, wearing pajamas while eating takeout and watching a movie in bed. I'm a very outgoing people person, so I'd love a guy who is the same and can get along with all of my friends and family because they are my ride or dies. If you're disrespectful to me and not humble, keep it pushing. Which I think it's a little like there's some like, you know, generic statements in there. But overall, I like the bio. And I think that like it tells me more what she's looking for, what she is like, who she is. And I am into Justine, you know, cautiously because these are 5-second bios. But I am so far happy to have her here.
Yeah, it is wordy for sure. That I think that she could use like some editing, but I just love like, should I change my profile to be I'm a hot 27-year-old who's also got the brains? Like, do you think that would give me success on these dating apps?
I think that it is a very confident statement to be making. But if you're going to cast on Love Island, like, hey, I might put that in my bio too.
So I shouldn't put it on my bio then. Fine.
Please.
I see how it is. I see what you think of me.
Canada means the same, so you're good. Put it in the bio.
Okay, incredible. I love that. Love Island US equals Big Brother Canada. It's good to know the equations.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
So, okay, moving on from Justine, we have Connor Trot with two T's. He is 23 years old. He's an auditor, so I'm sure that he's very popular. He's from Pittsburgh. He's a Cancer. And this man is the human representation of a golden retriever.
Yeah, I like Connor.
Of course you do.
I like the lovable douchebags. Connor, so far, I don't think he gives me like major douchey vibes, but that is my favorite archetype for men on shows. But generally one of the top. So I will say him being an auditor, I think Mackenzie's going to be right there ready for Connor.
She'll want him to check all of her future boyfriends. Exactly. Like, what's their real net worth?
Connor has secured himself a job with Mackenzie once he gets out of here. Not sure about a relationship, but at least he got that.
He knows how to crunch the numbers by day and get them in his phone by night. That's so smooth.
I mean, it's not the worst line we've seen on here, so I'm going to give it like a pass. It's so fine.
What's this university that he went to? How do you say that?
Duquesne?
Is that what that is?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay, so well, I want to see what the ranking of this university is. Is it a party school? Is it a good school? You know, let's find out.
It's a pretty good school.
It is in Pittsburgh. It has a 78% graduation rate. What's its ranking? This is really great podcasting. Actually, you know, my favorite bit is when you have to Google something during a podcast and say, this is great podcasting. It's 132 in national universities.
That's not bad at all.
How many universities do you guys have?
A lot.
Like, geez Louise, if a school was the 138th best, 132nd best school in Canada, it'd be like, is it a high school?
It's not bad. I'm listening to the pronunciation. Let me double check here.
Okay.
You can vamp.
Okay. Well, I thought we were going to do the really good podcasting of waiting. So he loves karaoke, which, you know, wins me over because I think going to karaoke is probably one of my favorite activities that might never come back. He says he's a hopeless romantic. He wants.
Okay.
What? Okay. Were we right on the pronunciation?
I was right. Redemption for me, because if people don't know this university, it is spelled D-U-Q-U-E-S-N-E, and I got that right. So no mistakes were had here today. We all forgot about them.
And he went there 19 years ago. So if he could write his own dating profile, it would be into fitness, space, and puppies. Also really love deep conversations about the purpose of life, and I'm always looking for my next challenge. Low-key nerd, and always love learning new things to reach my ultimate potential. Oh, no. This guy is definitely giving douche vibes. You're going to love him so much, and I'm going to hate him, and this is what's going to happen all season long.
I love like listing like fitness, space, and puppies. Like those are all like pretty different interests. So
he has varied interests. And then like, I feel like he's probably into like self-help books, which is always extremely troubling to me. I guess he's only 23, so it's okay. He's a Cancer, and all of the toxic men in my life have had heavy Cancer placements. This is just deeply troubling to me.
Yeah, I like Connor. I think he's my favorite guy on the cast, to be honest.
Wow. Well, you know what? I'm just going to trust you, and hopefully it turns out okay, and he gets full-time employment from Mackenzie.
I am not going to, stake any claim into any person is actually the best, but, the men on this cast, there are red flags everywhere, so at least these ones are interesting with Connor.
You know what? Fair enough. Next, we have Moira Tumas, who's 28. She's a Shopping Channel model. She's from Brielle, New Jersey, and she is a Pisces. And I feel like just based on her pose, she's like cast to be like the weird one, quote unquote.
That's fair.
Like, she's the quirky one. She's listed as a free spirit who just got out of an 8-year relationship because her ex wasn't ready for marriage, which is. I 2 years ago almost got out of a 7-year relationship because I wasn't ready.
See, that's the thing is, I feel like she's coming in here, like, knows what she, like, I want marriage. And it's like, you are running into a lot of 22-year-old guys in this house. So either she is going to be, like, very, like, this is a process and I'm ready to start over and, like, figure it out. Or it is going to be, like, she was at the stage where this was a realistic possibility for her. And is she realizing that that is not the realistic possibility immediately with the men on Love Island? I wonder where her headspace is at.
I want to know how you become a Shopping Channel model.
I remember
the day specifically. I love the Shopping Channel.
I remember the day specifically when I realized that, like, the people that pose in Halloween costumes were, like, models, and I find it to be a very iconic job. Like, I never would have, like, thought, like, oh, yeah, that person, their job is model. But now, like, Shopping Channel model, Halloween costume model, like, I feel like it is a whole brand of model that people don't think about. I am very interested. I want to hear about the life. So I like Moira.
Yeah, no, I love her. I also love how you're obsessed with the Halloween costume models. Is that why you're such an Angela Rumman stan?
No, how dare you?
The best part of relationships to Moira are the snuggling, and her, if she could write her own dating bio, it would be, I'm carefree and love to dance. Looking for a person where we can tolerate each other for the next 80 years. I feel like she could work on this passive voice.
Yeah. 80 years is optimistic.
80 years is a really long time. I don't think there's anyone I can tolerate for 80 years, but probably not even my own self.
Hey, she will be, what, 108 in 80 years? So that is good. I am glad for Moira and her long life expectancy.
She's in excellent health.
She's a free spirit. She is all about health. Wait, and wellness. And
if what? She's a free spirit, does that mean that, like, 80 years could include time as a ghost, as a free spirit?
Well, they are only contractually obligated for 80 years, and then they live the rest of their spirit life with some whoever they please.
Interesting. Okay. I like her. I feel like I'm gonna have a hard time not going into, like, the Moira Rose impression, because I've been working on it. Like, I'm just gonna be like, Alexis.
Yeah, there's a Johnny here. Do we see a Moira Johnny?
Oh my god, that is the galaxy brain theory that we needed. Okay, if Moira and Johnny don't end up together, I will be devastated.
They, at first glance, look like they would be a horrible couple. Like, given their bios, I don't see that one matching up at all. But
hey, she's a free spirit. He has an undeserved reputation as a player. This could be perfect. I have put all of my hopes in this basket now.
The classic love story. It's in all of the rom-coms.
Oh my god. This is incredible. We will have to watch this carefully.
I'm ready. I'm very excited. And they can, you know, go on to have David and Alexis, and everyone else will join. I got to stay on the relationship if it does happen. That is true.
Absolutely. Okay. So now we need to move on to who is sure to be the most toxic male on this season, because even though he's only a 22-year-old baby, I think he's very cute. Carrington Rodriguez is going to be toxic as all hell. I can tell, because I think he's cute.
Everyone is all up in all. I have had people message me being like, oh, so why is Carrington going to be, like, the most toxic man that's ever walked the face? I was like, why? I don't get that vibe.
Okay, I do, based on just solely this line. He is a fan of The Great Gatsby and wants a relationship like Gatsby and Daisy.
That is the one.
That is not good.
Yeah.
That's the, out of all of literature, that's the relationship you want. Gatsby and Daisy. Like, spoiler alert for Great Gatsby, they don't end up together.
Yep. So
Daisy's husband kills Gatsby. Like,
that is, I'm not trying to kink shame, but not probably the ending to this show that we want.
Here's the thing. I normally don't kink shame, but I will shame this one.
So I definitely will not get a season 3 if that is what the ending of this season is. So I definitely think, you know, for Carrington, that is the one line that jumps out. I don't see him as the most toxic man alive.
No, I mean,
but
alive,
I'm to see your opinions.
No, but he's definitely going to be toxic. Also, his dating profile is truly wild. My name is Carrington. I was born in Bitburg, Germany. I love to work out and hang out with my friends. If dating was a sport, I've been a free agent for a while. Dare to get to know me and you'll see I'm smart, genuine, nice, and sexy at the right times. I've been a free agent for a while. You're 22. Yeah. You haven't even been alive for a while.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, what?
Sexy at the right times is an interesting one. It reads like a children's storybook where you're flipping the page after each sentence. Like, my name is Carrington. Flip. I was born in Bitburg, Germany. Flip. Like, it is very like a resume almost. Like, what is going on here? We know your name. It's on your profile.
It's what a wild ride. My name is Carrington. I was born in Bitburg, Germany. Exclamation point. Okay.
Yeah.
I Love Island season 3 for the preseason pod. We need Taryn to come on to read the bios. Because it would be like the Polly Calafiore OnlyFans thing.
Oh, no. We have another contender for Mackenzie, though, because I don't love, maybe this is a little douchey also, works in sales and has closed millions of dollars in deals. Like, okay, bud.
Yeah, but that like, doesn't mean he's a millionaire.
At 22 years old, he's closing millions of dollars in deals.
He's a sales manager, Salt Lake City. This is screaming generational wealth to me, and I will not stand for it.
Okay, so I got it. Maybe I'm seeing more red flag. It was a quick look through the bios. Carrington.
You heard it here first. Carrington is Kelly's favorite of all the men.
Oh, that is Connor. We already have it. It's a different scene name. It's not Carrington.
Anyways, yeah, this guy is a big problem. He kind of looks like a better looking version of Zach from last summer.
Okay.
Just, basic.
Right. I can see it. Yeah, that's exactly.
Brown hair, brown eyes, very symmetrical. I do think he's better looking than he was, though. So that's a red flag.
I hope Zach's not listening.
Yeah, I'm sure Zach knows what a podcast is. Okay, so now we've got, how do you say this woman's name?
I am not sure.
Okay, well, it just was enough to give me enough pause to be like, oh, is that it?
Pronouncenames.com. Obviously, pending, I can hear a Google search going on.
It says Saley.
Saley?
That's what Google and YouTube just told me. I'm open to that being wrong when we actually get the show on Monday. Is a legal secretary from Sacramento, California. She's a Gemini. She is also very beautiful, but does appear to be one of the people who's maybe had a little more work done on the face than some of the others.
See, I would never put that out, so this is why we're both here.
Like, she clearly has, like, those big white veneers, which I love and I want, but I'm poor.
Okay.
She definitely, I think, has lip injections there. I think that she has cheek injections. She looks great. I don't mean that as a read. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, like, that's what stood out to me.
Agree.
She's, like, one of the very few people who, The framing of this photo is kind of off. Like the other ones, it would start at the top of their head and go down. So you would see like cleavage and stuff, but hers, you can see like above her head. So I think maybe she's like shorter than the other woman. So all you really get is her face in this picture. She's absolutely stunning. Great long, dark hair. She definitely knows how to like pose for the camera. I didn't mean for that to be like an insult at all, just for the record.
No, I don't think it was taken as one.
Okay, it better not have been. And if anybody did, then you guys got to cut it out. Love that she's a legal secretary.
We have another Gemini.
It's all Geminis. This is going to be chaotic as all hell. Let me tell you.
I feel like the little I know about astrology, Geminis are supposedly good reality TV cast. Sting, if I'm right.
So Geminis, like the defining thing about Gemini is that they're like the twins. So they have a duality of their spirit. So a lot of times you'll think of like in a negative sense, you think of like mood swings and like highs and lows and like very back and forth. Like just Geminis are typically like a lot. Gemini is the sister sign to Sagittarius. So I feel an affinity for Geminis in general. But a lot of the time people will be like, oh, stay away from Geminis and Scorpios when it comes to dating. And it's like, enough.
My siblings' astrology signs.
Well, based on society, both of your siblings should be alone.
Do Geminis get along with other Geminis since we have so many?
I mean, I feel like it depends on the day.
Okay, well, then I am glad to see that at least we have so many. Like we said, there was a little bit of the quieter personalities last time. So
no, these are going to be loud.
If you believe in astrology, I don't feel like we saw many Scorpios to jumping out here.
Yeah,
but
we haven't seen any. It's
definitely.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, at least if you believe in astrology, there is reason to believe in a fun cast this time.
Yeah, this is all Geminis, a couple Leos, one Sagittarius, a couple Pisces, one Cancer. This is going to be a lot. I love that her last relationship ended because they weren't compatible. He's a Virgo and I'm a Gemini, so we just didn't agree on much. I might love her.
Yeah, I'm wondering, like, did she mention them? So then they started, like, putting them in the bios, because I'm excited for her to be, you know, scrolling through the bios, was going to ask who would she be compatible with. But it sounds like we're going to have to go to Jenny. So maybe we can ask her that question before we get on the next podcast.
I'll talk to Jenny about astrological compatibility.
There we go. Maybe we need a chart to go through all season. Track it, but I like her. Her bio's good. She has a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. She says she prefers meeting guys the old-fashioned way, like in a coffee shop. So Love Island is definitely very traditional, the old-fashioned way, good way to meet a guy. So definitely going to work out there.
I feel like it's less scary than dating apps, because at least everyone here has taken a psych evaluation. I don't know. Oh, she likes Leos.
Yeah,
because
that doesn't mean they passed it.
Well, yeah, but at least they've taken one. I feel like most men haven't even taken one. Her celebrity crush is Patrick Swayze. She wishes she was born in the 50s because he was a Leo and I am a Gemini, so we'd be 100% compatible. So she's going to feel good about the Leos on this season for sure.
What an insane wish to wish that you were born in the 1950s so that you were alive at the same time as someone that you wouldn't have met.
Hey, she's from California. Maybe they would have met.
And lived through so many worse things about being alive in the 1950s.
Kind of thing where people are like, I wish I was born in another time. Like the 20s would be crazy. And then it's like you realize how horrible that period of time was.
I am constantly like depressed that I am not going to get to see what happens like hundreds of, like, it could be horrible, but I want to know.
Well, you'll be a ghost. You'll get to see.
Honestly, Iconic, cannot wait to be a ghost in the spirit world with
in 80
Moira.
Years.
We're gonna hang out. I cannot wait. But yeah.
Okay.
It'll happen. I'm not aging, so we're good.
Yeah, you're not aging. One day you'll just be a ghost. It's fine. So her dating profile would be about me. I laugh at inappropriate times. I'm enthusiastic. I burst out in song randomly. I believe animals are friends, not food, and love Star Wars marathons. Plus, I'm always extra, like my guac. About you. If you read that and are still interested, let's do the damn thing. This is so much.
Like, yeah, I mean,
that is extra
fine.
Like guac.
It's not great. I love the idea of seeing like bio colon about me colon. So not great there,
but I love how she takes it back about you.
Yeah. Okay.
Iconic.
Like, if you read this and you're still interested, like, yeah, obviously they would be interested if they're contacting you. I don't feel like that. It kind of, you know, says exactly what like swiping right means.
Yeah. Like the whole point is I read all of that and I'm still interested. I will swipe right. Like it. Oh God. I feel like there's going to be communication issues with her and it's going to be incredible. I think she's going to be iconic.
We'll see. I like her, so I'm excited to have her here. But obviously, you know, as much as you can get from a bio, but I'm definitely interested to have her on the cast.
Incredible. Okay, so now we just have one more of the original 11 Islanders. I guess I can't call them Islanders this year since they're in Vegas, but whatever.
They'll be calling themselves that.
So we have Jeremiah White, a 22-year-old retail sales associate from DeKalb, Mississippi, a Capricorn to represent you, Scally, a country boy who's looking for that special someone.
Yeah, I was all excited for a Capricorn, and Jeremiah is not my Capricorn.
Not my Capricorn.
He's not.
Okay, Jeremiah is... He's handsome. He also has an unfortunate chain that I don't care for. I want to know what store he works at. Like, do you think he works at Target? I could see him in a red polo shirt.
I could see him at like an Abercrombie. I can see him, you know, basically anywhere.
Okay. He can work in any store.
Like,
So I just banged my elbow and it wasn't very funny.
That's not fun.
Yeah, I didn't care for it. His relationship role models are Jay-Z and Beyonce, which I feel like, again, there's some problems there.
I mean, what? Jay-Z and Beyonce are like a very iconic duo. Yes, there are things that we don't really hear about.
But yeah, have you ever listened to Lemonade?
Yeah. So Jeremiah is not my Capricorn.
I do like that his celebrity...
He also says he likes to fish and hunt.
Yeah, we hate that. I'm not gonna get along with Sally, who thinks animals are friends, not food.
Yeah, not the match made in heaven. So I feel like we're finding out more like no matches than we are matches if we're going with Are You the One? I am definitely somewhere between the two of them, probably closer to Saleh, but what else? I don't love his bio with my name is Jeremiah White. So we're going back to the picture book. Like, okay, I'm 22 years old, pretty laid back and very outgoing. I like personality. Everyone has a personality.
I like personality, good or bad.
Vibes. It's so basic and good vibes. Anything that brings a good time. I got nothing. There's absolutely nothing from that bio.
This is not a man. This is a cardboard cutout of a man. And I will be operating under that theory moving forward. I love he uses two sentences. My name is Jeremiah White. I'm 22 years old. Your profile would say that. This is why these people can't write their own profiles. Like, it should be illegal.
Yep.
It's not okay.
Yeah. And maybe the prompt was not clear. Maybe it was a fault of Love Island, and that's something that needs to be cleared up next time.
I feel like it is probably Love Island's fault, and they should definitely do better since they are obviously listening after they took our advice last year on Matt Hoffman's voiceover work. So,
hey. But I think it's more fun to blame the people, so that's fine.
We did that. Okay. So, that's it. That is the 11 Islanders, whatever, that will be showing up on the Monday night episode of Love Island USA. I think that we are in for a real treat. Do you have any, you know, final thoughts as we head into the season, Scally?
No, I am excited to get this cast. I believe. Did we have any questions or anything? Because I feel like there was something about like maybe like a that was in the promo that wasn't listed. So we'll get some new people coming in, get some of these 11 that, you know, we've already read their bios. Let's get them kicked out and get some new people. And otherwise, I'm just excited for the season.
Yeah, so there is a surprise bombshell. Is a man who was in the promo videos, but has not been announced or anything like that. So I'm just really hoping that this is going to be like the sailing instructor Mike situation for, what was it, Big Brother 14, where this person never ends up on the show but could be a meme forever.
Oh, no.
I think that would be incredible.
I thought it was going to be, because I was trying to figure out which of these guys, because there are five women and six men. So usually they have it like, okay, like everyone's coupled up now. Like, here's the like absolute hunk that everyone's going to want to bring, you know? So I was like, who of these guys is that guy? None of them stand out. So I really don't know who that's going to be, because like, they want someone to step away from their already match. I'm like, maybe that's the guy who's not advertised. I'm not sure.
Well, no, but there's already like more men than women. So it just doesn't, it doesn't add up. And we've got questions and concerns, but they will be answered on Monday or Tuesday, so it'll be okay. Michael O'Rear asked, which Big Brother player will show up this season? And I think it would only work if they brought Winston back. I think that would be hilarious.
I'd be good with Winston coming back. I'm very ready. I feel like Caitlin's a good option. Who we got from last season? Holly 27 Wyoming is ready to go.
I think you mean Beth.
Beth, I love to call her. Don't judge these people's personalities. We can't speak to their character, but we'll get to see how they are on the show.
Do you think they would bring back any of the people from last summer?
I don't think so. I feel like, who are we going to get? Like, I don't know.
If it's not Caro, I don't care.
I don't think that's happening. Yeah, that's true. I am a Caro stan, and that is first, and Love Island fan is second. So I don't think that they will. I don't think they want to go, you know, the challenge style on bringing people back over and over. I don't think there was anyone that was like such a standout last season that they would like bring ratings or anything. So I think new people is the way to go.
Yes. Okay. And then we have a question from Robbie Freeman asking us to do an over under first 3 minutes of episode one that the announcer makes a joke about them not actually being on an island. So you can choose if you want the over under. I'll just take the other whatever's left over, and then we'll see who wins this bet.
See, I'm going to go under, and I really was debating taking the over because I felt like got to get a lot of like the other information out there first, but I think we might I think we're getting like the promo. I'll take the under still. We're going under.
Yeah, I feel like it's a clear under. I think it very well could be the first line of the show.
Yeah,
so I think you probably win that one, but we'll find out in a couple of days. There was a question from Mel Got Served, friend of the pod, you know, how will dates be handled? Is everyone sequestered? I do think everyone is already sequestered. And because they have a whole like hotel/resort area, there will be no problem with making the dates feel like a normal season.
Yeah, I think that they'll be good and they'll be able to figure it out pretty easily.
Yeah, I think it'll be fine. Most of the questions are kind of about the format that we already covered. The last one that we'll address is Elizabeth Barry 9 asked, how are we getting Love Island and not Survivor? And I think that what you need to look at is minimum wage in the United States versus other countries and how they can get away with paying people less in other locales for Survivor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that Survivor was willing to film in a Las Vegas hotel also, which take a cue from Survivor Maryland. It can be great. It doesn't have to be on an island in Fiji. But yeah, I think that they were a little stubborn in where they may film.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that just that's that. They still have time to do Wild West. Trademark Rob Sestrini.
they have time. Maybe not for the fall.
They might have nothing but time, actually. So they should probably try and figure that out.
That's fair.
Yeah. So I think that just about, you know, wraps it up for our preview show, which has gone about 20 minutes longer than I had thought that it would go because I forgot that we're chatty, which is fine.
No way.
And until the premiere of Love Island USA Season 2, where can people find you, Scally?
I am back on Twitter. Big Brother season is going on. Love Island season is going on. So I am tweeting about all of that at Brian_Scally.
Incredible. And I think that people should probably look out for a Big Brother live feed update from you coming up in the next few days. So put that out there.
May or may not happen. We'll see.
I think it's probably going to happen. If you're looking for me, you can find me on social media at Kirsten Said What, twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. And you can catch me on the occasional live feed update for Big Brother 22 over on the Big Brother feed, as well as I will be recapping the Sunday night episode this week. You can also find me on Kowski Cast. That's Cow with a K, where we are releasing Riverdale recaps again, which is a joy and a struggle for me. Just listen to all my podcasts, because I need the validation, I guess. No, just kidding. My pattern app told me I don't need validation. So anyways, thank you so much for checking out our preview podcast. We hope that you will continue listening to our future podcast. I think that we will be getting a dedicated Love Island iTunes feed this year. So when that pops up, if you could rate and review us, that would be wonderful. And we will see you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.